Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks near Branson, Missouri. We're talking about being led by God. We're at the beginning of a new year. And we've been talking on this radio broadcast about new dedication, seeking God. Brenda last week hearing what Jesus would have us do as the CEO of Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks and CEO of all the ministry, following him. I, Billy Brim, need to hear from God. And I think many people have a new, fresh dedication and aim towards seeking God. So the person who really taught me how to be led by the Spirit of God was Kenneth E. Hagin. And I received the baptism with the Holy Spirit under his ministry, and I worked for him as editor of publications for 10 years, going many, many, many times over his teachings and putting them into the printed form. Brother Hagin came to my desk one day and told me that he needed to teach people that Jesus had visited him. And I'm going to read you in his own words how he described that. I thought it was 1957. I said yesterday it was 1959. So I'm going to read to you from Brother Hagin's own account of that hospital vision where Jesus spoke to him. And it's in a chapter 7 called, Number One Way God Leads Us, The Inward Witness. This comes to us, this wordology, you might say, these wording comes to us from Romans 8:16, which says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit. Brother Hagin's words. You will find that being led by the inward witness is the number one way, or primary way, that God leads all of his children. Let me go back to what I said in the preface of this book, to what Jesus said to me in February 1959 in El Paso, Texas. It was 6:30 in the evening. I was sitting up in bed studying. My eyes were wide open. He was actually in a hospital, not from any great big injury, but a little tiny injury when he'd fallen off the stage. And they just wanted to keep him for observance. And so he's sitting there feeling fine in the hospital. And then he says, there are three types of visions. The highest type is an open vision. In an open vision, one's physical senses are not suspended and his physical eyes are not closed. He possesses all of his physical capabilities, yet he's seeing into the realm of the spirit. And this was the highest type of vision, an open vision. I heard footsteps. To the door to my room was ajar. So I looked to see who was coming into my room. I expected to see some literal physical person, actually a nurse. But as I looked to see who it was, I saw Jesus. It seemed as if the hair on my head and neck stood straight up on end. Chill bumps popped out over my whole body. I saw him. He had on a white robe. He wore Roman sandals. Jesus has appeared to me 8 times. Every time, except this time, his feet were bare. This time he had on sandals. That's what I heard as he approached my door. He seemed to be about 5'11" tall. He looked as if he weighed about 180 pounds. He came through the door and pushed it back until it was almost shut. He walked around the foot of my bed. I followed him with my eyes, almost spellbound. He took hold of a straight chair and pushed it up close to the bed. Then he sat down on it, folded his hands, and began his conversation with me by saying, I told you in the automobile the other night. This was after he'd fallen off the stage and they were taking the car and going to the hospital. The automobile was full. My wife and I and others were driving along within 2 blocks of where I now was, a hospital. As Jesus sat by my bedside talking to me, he's in the car. I had heard the Spirit of God speak to me. I thought everyone in the car heard it, and I said, did you all hear that? They said, no, we didn't hear anything. In the Old Testament, the prophets would say, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying. Did you ever wonder how it came? It could not have been literally audible. If it had been audible, everyone present would have heard it. The prophet would not have had to tell the people what the Spirit said. The word of the Lord came to the prophet's spirit from the Spirit of God. It is so real that it seems audible at the time. Oh, folks, I've had that. This is Billy Brim. I've had that just a few times in my life, but it's so real that nothing can dissuade you from it. Back to Brother Hagin's words. Now, that's another way God leads you, by the voice of the Holy Spirit in your spirit. The word of the Lord was so real to me, Brother Hagin writes, I thought everyone in the car had heard it too. As Jesus sat by my bedside, he said, I spoke to you the night before last in the automobile and told you certain things. I told you by my spirit that later I would talk to you further. So now I have come to talk to you about this. It was concerning the ministry of the prophet. Jesus sat there in that chair and talked to me for an hour and a half, and I talked to him. I asked questions in reference to what he was saying. He answered them. I will not go into all he said about the prophet's ministry. That's another message. But I will get into some of it. And he got into the part that in the Old Testament, the prophet, the priest, and the king were anointed by God with the Holy Spirit, and people who did special tasks for God. But under the old covenant, Jesus said to him, people would seek guidance through the prophets because the prophet had the Spirit of God. But under the New Testament, thanks be to God, we not only have the Spirit of God upon us, we have him in us. And Jesus said to me that night, under the new covenant, it does not say, as many as are led by prophets, they are the sons of God. The new covenant says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Romans 8:14. Then he said, the number one way, the primary way that I lead all of my children is by the inward witness. I am going to show you how that works so you won't make the mistakes you have made in the past. And he talked to Brother Hagin about some of those. And then Jesus said to him, you see me sitting here talking to you. This is a manifestation of the Holy Spirit called discerning of spirits, seeing into the spirit realm. This is the prophet's ministry in operation. You are seeing into the realm of the spirit. You see me, you hear me talking. I'm bringing you through the vision a word of knowledge and also a word of wisdom. I'm telling you not to go to a certain church. The pastor would not accept the way you minister there, but I am never going to lead you this way again. And Brother Hagin puts in parentheses, he never has, and that was many years ago. From now on, I'm going to lead you by the inward witness. You had the inward witness all the time. You had a check in your spirit. That's the reason you tore up the letter three times. You had something on the inside, a check, a red light, a stop signal. It wasn't even a voice that said, don't go. It was an inward intuition, the inward witness. And the Lord showed him about red lights and green lights. And in his case, it was regarding going to a certain church. Sitting by my bedside, Jesus referred to this. The more you thought about it, the better you felt about it. You had a velvety feeling in your spirit, the church he was supposed to go to. That's the green light. That's the go-ahead signal. That's the witness of the spirit to go. Now you see me here sitting here. You hear me talking to you, and I'm telling you to go to that church. But I am never again going to lead you to go anywhere in this manner. He never has. From now on, I'm going to lead you just like I do every Christian. And everybody listening out there, that means you. I'm going to lead you, Jesus said, just like I do every Christian by the inward witness. Well, if that's how he's going to lead us, you and I should find out about this inward witness. Then the Lord said this to me, which is not just for my benefit, this is Brother Hagin talking, but also for yours. If you will learn to follow that inward witness, I will make you rich. I will guide you in all the affairs of life, financial as well as spiritual. Parentheses, Brother Hagin. Some think God is only interested in their spiritual well-being and nothing else, but he's interested in everything that we're interested in. Back to Jesus' words to Brother Hagin. I am not opposed to my children being rich. I am opposed to their being covetous. I have followed that inward witness, and he has done just what he said he would do. He has made me rich. Some people fail to realize what the word rich means. It means a full supply. It means abundant provision. I have more than a full supply. I have more than an abundant provision. It is because I learned to follow the leading of the Spirit by the inward witness. What He did for me, He'll do for you. It won't come overnight or by next Saturday night, but as you learn to develop your spirit and follow that inward witness, He will guide you in every area of your life. I knew a man down in Texas. He'd never worn a pair of shoes until he was 12 years old. He only had a fifth grade education, but way back when money was money, he was a millionaire. Two different people, one from California and the other from Minnesota, who had been frequent house guests in his home, told me that this man told each of them the same thing. He said to them, "In all these years and in all these investments," that's how he made his money, investments, "I have never lost a dime. Everything I have ever invested in has made money." He told each of them on different occasions. Then he told them how he did it. "I always do this. When someone comes along with an idea wanting me to invest in something, my first reaction is mental. Now I know when Jesus said, when you pray, enter into your closet," that He didn't necessarily mean you have to get into a closet to pray. I know He meant for us to shut things out. But I have a large closet in my bedroom where I go to pray. I pray about it. I wait long enough until I hear what my spirit says. Sometimes I wait 3 days. Now, I don't mean that I stay in there 24 hours a day. I might come out and eat one meal. Usually I miss a few. I come out and sleep a little bit, but the majority of the time I'm waiting just by myself until I know inside me by an inward witness what I am to do. Sometimes my head says, "Boy, you'd be a fool to put your money in that. You'll lose your shirt." But my heart says, "Go ahead and invest in it." So I do. And in all these years, I've never lost a dime. Then again, someone comes along with a deal. My head says, "Boy, you better get in on that." But I don't pay any attention to my head. I get in that closet and wait. Sometimes all night long, I wait. I pray and read my Bible. But a lot of the time, I just wait. I just get quiet until I can hear inside what my heart says. When my heart says, "No, don't do it," and my head says, "Yes, you'd better get in on it," I don't do it. What had this man done? He had learned to follow the inward witness. And God had guided him in his business until in the late 30s and early 40s, he was already worth $2 million. That doesn't sound big now, but it was big then. Do you think God loved him more than you? No. But this man took time to listen. He took steps and means and measures to wait upon God. Folks, as you are seeking Him, you can take the time and you can hear from the inward witness what you're to do. You can also order this book from us, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God by Kenneth Hagin. Call 1-800-972-3447 for $10. Shalom.